Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together. Hey, this is Garrett. I'm excited to start our Monday together this week. But before we get started, let's take a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer to resist temptation. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture this Monday, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Today we're going to be in Psalm 65. It says this, "Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. The one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out in the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow, the hills gird themselves with joy, the meadows clothe themselves with flocks, the valley decks themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy." This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. Well, all right, what a great psalm for us to get started with this week. There's so much joy found in this psalm. There's so many great things about God's character that he writes in this psalm. And as I studied this to figure out more of the background of why it was written, we see a lot of language about crops, about grain, about water, about the land. And so it's assumed that this psalm was written in response to a great harvest season that had either just happened or that this was written in preparation for a great harvest and season to come to celebrate that. But as I reflected on Psalm 65, I was drawn to verse 4, which says this, "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. So for those of us who are followers of God, we can probably look back at a moment or maybe a series of moments in our life that led up to us recognizing the holiness of God, the weight of our sin, and that in his love and mercy, he sent Jesus to die for us on the cross to atone for our sin. And then from that, we chose, keyword chose, to follow him in light of that. And while, yes, we may have made a choice, and a daily choice, I might add, to follow him, I want to draw our attention to something that could further open up or deepen our understanding of the Father's love for us. And that is this: if God had not opened our eyes to the reality of who he was and his goodness by his grace, we would have never chosen to follow him. God first calls and chooses us, and then we respond by choosing to follow him. And as he has chosen us, his word tells us right here in Psalm 65 that we shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house. We also see in other parts of scripture where we are now heirs in Christ, that we now have an inheritance. But that wasn't because we chose that inheritance, that's because the Father first chose us and has bestowed those things upon us. In his house, we will have goodness and be satisfied with that goodness. What good news it is to be chosen and brought near by God himself and not the other way around. I want to leave us with a quote from Charles Spurgeon in his commentary over Psalm 65, specifically verse 4. He says this: "First, we are chosen of God according to the good pleasure of his will, and this alone is blessedness. Then, since we cannot and will not come to God of ourselves, he works graciously in us and attracts us powerfully. He subdues our unwillingness and removes our inability by the almighty workings of his transforming grace." He goes on to say this: "But dwelling in the house, we are treated as sons, for the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Behold, what manner of love and blessedness the Father has bestowed upon us that we may dwell in his house and go out no more." I want us to reflect right now and thank God for the grace that he has shown us in choosing us and bringing us near. Reflect and thank God for the grace that he has shown us in choosing us first and bringing us near. Father, I don't know what else to say right now other than thank you. Just what good news it is, and humbling to know that I would not have come to you myself if it was not first for you choosing me. And so, Father, I pray that as we continue to reflect and let this move us today, that we would realize the great love with which you have for us, that you would choose us, that you would send Jesus for us. Father, would that change the way that we see you? Would that change the way that we see our value that you give us, the inheritance that we have? We didn't ask for this. You said, "This is yours," and you chose us. Father, we love you and we thank you for that truth. Through our lives and by our prayers, would your kingdom come.